At first, people thought it was a nuisance, but there was little anyone could do about it. And after a while, the nuisance seemed to grow on people, so they've just kept it around for about a century and a half now. The story of a true oddity is today's edition of The American Countryside.
What you put into the soil, you get out of the soil. So do you want to put products into your soil that have byproducts that are harmful to plants? I didn't think so. It's time for a new game plan. AgriLiquid isn't like other fertilizers. We locate the highest quality raw materials and put them together in a clean formulation that is safe and efficient for your plants. We also eliminate harmful byproducts that can cause crop injury, so you wind up having one heck of a championship season. Learn more at AgriLiquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Sometime in 1870, residents of Greensburg, Indiana, noticed something very unusual about their courthouse tower. There seemed to be a tree growing out of the roof.
It was probably a nuisance, and they couldn't figure out how it got up there, but there was no way to get up there to cut it down. There's no way to take it down.
As Carol Emman explains, the tree survived the axe because no one could get up there and cut it down. And then after a while, it became quite a novelty that everyone thought should stay. And that's what's happened for about 150 years now. Eventually, someone was hoisted to get a view of the unusual tree high above the lawn.
They can get up so far and find out that it was in the roof part of it, and they was able to do something to put weight underneath of it so that it wouldn't come down through the courthouse.
The tree, a mulberry, has produced sprouts over time and keeps reseeding itself over the decades. Purdue University researchers go up in a crane every few years to check on the tree's health.
It's very interesting when you realize that that tree's been up there when the snow covers it, in the fall when the leaves come down. You look up there and it goes through all the seasons that the trees here on the ground go through.
It's not uncommon for Carol to be stopped by visitors who don't know the story and happen to glance up.
They just had to stop and ask because they'd never seen a tree coming out of a building. I said, well, that's the whole thing. That tree just got up there. Well, we are known as the Tree City. And we have had visitors from Japan, from Europe, so it is known the world over.
And you, too, can come by the courthouse and gaze over 130 feet in the air at a most unusual location for a tree. Traveling the Countryside in Greensburg, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.